What's up, y'all? Welcome or welcome back to Motions, the podcast. I am your host, Naya Perkins, the mental health mommy. This is a platform where we navigate through life together through my very own lenses. So this is not your ever self-help podcast, but let's get into it. Yeah, come waste my time, waste my time. Yeah, come waste my time, waste my time. Yeah. So that's what we are up to. I actually was not even recording on the regular audio or the regular podcast, but we're going to get there. So, like I said, we're in Atlanta. We're at Cafe Karma. And this is actually a really nice coffee shop. Definitely has like some nice aesthetics. So the baby is at home with my mother, which is fairly new because me and my mom has been having our differences, but I'm really just trying to be a family person. I'm just trying to be big on family and things of that nature. So I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's not why I got her to watch him. But anyway, yes, he's back at home with my mother. My sister actually just sent me a video of him, and that's new as well. Y'all probably don't know and won't know, but me and my sister has had like a very rocky relationship. But as I am getting older, and also now that I have a baby, I just be very family oriented. We wasn't really brought up on being family oriented, so I'm trying to just break the cycle and do something new. But yes, he is back at home with them, giving them the blues. So that's cute that he's home with them, because it's new. It's so new for me, and actually this is my second night away from him, but this is the first time that he's not with Emmanuel or nor myself. So yeah, but anyway, let me try this out, because I didn't try it out because I was too busy talking. It's really fucking good. It's really fucking good. Okay, let me see the. This is good too. But anyway, I have been away from the podcast because I have been tapping into myself and also tapping into what I'm really trying to establish. The last time that we spoke, I believe I talked about graduating this May. I'll be graduating with my BA in psychology, and then I have a minor in sociology and human services. But that's actually at a standstill right now because I pushed my graduation back to fall, winter, whatever the case is. I'm graduating in December now instead of May. When football players do that, it's called reclassifying or whatever the case is. Well, I think anybody in sports, but I guess you can say that that's what I did. I reclassified. I reclassified for my own personal reasons. And also, I needed to take a little bit more time before I left school. I'm going to get my master's in school counseling, so I have to have quite a bit of research experience and also some internships so that my application for grad school can look more appealing. So I said, okay, let me just push it back. It's no rush. I'm still going to graduate. But I said, okay, let me push it back. And now I will be walking in December. And usually, like the old me, I would really be like stressing about not walking in May or not walking when I was originally supposed to walk. But I have been in and out of school since 2014. So it's coming to an end. And this is my progress, my process. So I can't worry about what someone else is going to say, somebody else is going to think. If anything, like, I'm not thinking about nobody, no one but myself. So I've been really showing up for myself and showing up for the people that's around me. That excuse me, that was one of my main focuses. And to also just tap into my business and then Emmanuel's business, helping him with the business side of that. So that's what I've been up to. I've been up to showing up. We're in the coffee shop right now. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Nervous, sweating, pits on, near the block. Because I'm just not used to this. But, yeah, I've really just been chilling. I actually have not been chilling. I've been doing everything except chilling. I've been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of work. And like that Ron Weave portion of the song when he was like, in a couple of years, you're really gonna see like, dang, it was really getting to it. I was really getting to it. I'm still getting to it, but I'm really in the field. I'm in the field right now. I'm trying to be consistent. I am being consistent. I am showing up for myself. And I'm just doing what I have to do. Cause who else gonna do it? Right. So I'm also going at my own pace. When I was in yoga the other day, the yoga instructor was like life is not a race. Like, it's not a race, and you don't have to feel like, and me, I always felt like I was rushing, or I was always just very frantic to get things done. Even coming here, because the hotel is right across the street, but even coming here, I was like about to start rushing because I wanted to leave out at 12, but mind you, I'm still at work. So I was like, it would be better for me to just leave on my lunch break. So after I finished getting myself together, whatever, I just came down here and it all worked out. Yeah. And it actually worked out even better because when I came in here, it was a lot of people in here and I didn't really know like how it was going to feel. The seating is kind of weird in here, but it fits. Like, it fits. It's not traditional. So let me not say weird. It's just not traditional, but it fits. So yeah. So you really just have to go at your own pace and you can't be in a rush. You can't be in a rush to do anything. If you're rushing it, it's just going to make it more complicated. It's going to put more stress on you. Because you're trying to beat a deadline. And some stuff don't even have a deadline. Or it doesn't need a deadline, I should say. How do I want to say that? If you don't have a deadline for something, why are you rushing, I should say? You're going to get it done, but you want to make sure you're efficient with it. You also want to make sure everything is just making sense. So if you don't have to rush, don't rush. And don't feel like you're under pressure for any reason. You might be putting that pressure on yourself. So, I don't know. But I'm giving myself a lot of grace. I'm being very patient with myself. I'm also... I had to thank myself for not stressing about money, not stressing about spending the money, not stressing about the money coming back to me. I'm just not doing it. And that's real big for me because usually I would be like stressing. But if I'm not going to do anything about it, or if I'm actually... To be very transparent with y'all, I am sacrificing getting another job or going back into the office because I don't want to leave my son. So, yeah, I just have to make do with what I have right now and utilize it to my best capability. So, yeah, I'm not stressing about money. I'm really breathing. And I told my brother that the other day, like, before you react, or before you say something, just breathe. 4 seconds in. I think it's 4 seconds in, 5 seconds out. It might be 5 seconds in, 4 seconds out. I'm not sure. But you really do have to breathe. And he started like laughing. No, he was like, I'm being dead serious. Are you playing? That's the problem. I'm not playing. People be saying you're playing, but I'm being dead serious. So you really do have to breathe. You really have to be patient. You really have to give yourself grace. I'm ready now. Like, that's how I be. I'm ready now. I'm ready to deal with things. I'm ready to start something. I'm ready. On my time. I'm ready on my time. I'm ready. I was actually battling with I was battling with continuing to be the person that I am, or turning into the person that someone is painting me to be. So it's like, people will really try you. And they will try you enough to the point where you feel like you want to change. You want to be mean. You want to be rude. You're just changing. Because that's not you. That's not me. That's not who I am. Like, I know everything that I do. I have intentions. Like, great intentions. Only to help whoever it is that I'm coming in contact with. Or, not even to just help them. But I just have always had great intentions. Good intentions. My intentions are never to be smart, never to be mean. Like, it's never that. So I would hate for someone to be painting a picture of me replicating that. But at the same time, you know what you look like. You know what type of person that you are. And you know what you represent. So it's like, why are you sitting there really paying them any mind? Or why are you going to sit there and give it too much attention when it doesn't need any attention? You have to be assertive of yourself and what you have going on. After that, it's just like, we don't have nothing to talk about. We don't have nothing to think about. I don't even know why I'm giving this situation any more. I don't even know why I'm giving into it any more than I already am, because it's nothing. Like, it's just nothing. You can't worry about what people are doing, what they're saying, none of that, because you're going to reflect what it is, the true message that you're trying to get across. And I was like, okay, people keep saying I'm a bitch, I'm rude, I'm mean. I'm going to show you how much of a bitch I am. I'm going to show you how rude I am. I'm going to show you how mean I am. But then I was like, I can't do that. It's harder to try and do that than to just continuously be yourself. So, I'm not about to do that. I am going to just keep on being me. And I'm going to keep on doing it to the point where people seriously understand that this is not a facade, and this is not me. This is not an act. This is truly, like, this is what it is. Like, that's, I can't even put it into more simpler words. It is, this is what it is. This is me. This is me. My true intentions is not to insult you, but that's a you problem if it does. Oh my God, this is really good. And I just dropped it on my shoe. This is really good. Willie Mae, if you're watching this, which you should be, this is really good. I know you love churros, but yeah, I just wanted to really tap in with everyone and get things started with the YouTube channel and just back on the podcast, because I'm ready now. I'm ready. this was fun. And that's all I have for today.